Okay, thank you for your attention. This is a presentation about a research project we are doing in the Netherlands. It's a cooperation between the University of Wageningen and the municipality of Arnhem and six social community enterprises. All these enterprises are active in low SES, low social economic status districts, vulnerable districts in Arnhem. What is important to say is that we are financed by ZonMW, which is Search Care Research the Netherlands. The reason why they finance our project is because they are interested in health difference between low SES and high SES residents, and health promotion activities. So what's important is that it's really a cooperation with these six social community enterprises. They've chosen the name of the project, Zin in de Wijk, in Netherlands, which in Spanish or in English would something be like making meaning in the district and having joy in the district. So the social community enterprises are all initiatives from citizens themselves started in these neighborhoods. And the objective is to create added value with residents. So the starting point is really residents themselves, and they mix social, economic, environmental activities. One of the examples is at Broek Omhoog. Literally, you can translate it with putting your pants up. And what they do, for example, is it's a district nearby the center, and they create parking places, which weren't there before. So they create extra economic value, and you look for a person who hasn't got a job, and they can start by maintaining the parking place. That's an example of combining social and economic activities and creating new economic value. So the way in we deploy our research is that we've got three aims. So we want to measure the impact of the activities of the social community enterprises on the health of the residents. We are looking for what can make the success and the failure of these social community enterprises, because a lot of times there isn't any professional backup or any overhead. And we want to share the results with other cities and other social community enterprises. And our method is that we've got these six community enterprises which we use as case studies. We follow participants during 4 years. So we've developed a questionnaire on different aspects of health, social, mental, physical. And we're keeping in-depth interviews with the initiators, district managers and care professionals, and also with the residents themselves. And I think that one first important element is that we are looking for, okay, what is it exactly that these social community enterprises do? What are their activities? The second thing is that we want to see what the mechanisms are. So what makes them change? What brings about change among residents? And the third and the last thing is that what are the outcomes? Thank you for your for your time.
Only 3 minutes and a half is not bad. And questions or comments? This is a hand? No. I saw a hand. Yeah? Where?
Well, thank you, Eric, for your presentation. Very interesting. And I was wondering, what do you do if the citizens come up with an ID that they want and they think is good for them, but we know in science or in practice it's not... It won't be effective for health, for example, or economic aims. What do you do as a researcher? Do you stop it or do you stimulate what they want?
So effectively, we as researchers, we do not do anything such as that. So the social community enterprises, they can help and help residents to develop such ideas. So to develop such ideas, they can get support from the social community enterprises. But we as a researcher, that's not our job. We just follow and we see what happens and we try to stimulate them. So for example, there's ABCD, asset-based community development. So we can tell citizens and we can tell these projects that that is a method they can use. But if they wouldn't use it, then that's okay.
Okay, I think this is always, probably when we start with ETC and before, this was always the problem we have in health promotion. But when people is proposing something that we don't like, we don't agree, we have a reason what to do. And the answers are probably still too. We are looking and we are finding solutions, but always new solutions. Thank you.